Hey, y'all, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. And again, today, I want to welcome y'all to the Bobby Dollars Show. Today, man, I got a special guest. Interesting, too. One of my first. A chef. Can you believe that? Of course, you know, man, I'm fat. I like to eat. You know, also, this chef here, her name is Robin Mitchell. And she's also one of my clients, man. You know, with my lawn care service, one of my sponsors here of the show, Yard Envy, Lawn Care and Landscaping. been a client of mine for a little while, and it's pretty cool. Like, you'll find a lot of interesting people behind closed doors. And once you get to know them, man, you'd be surprised. Now I know she a chef. I got somebody I can whip some shit together for your boy. You know what I'm saying? Whip it all together for you, big homie. I ain't fat for no reason. Hey, Robin, how you doing, man? How you doing today?
I am great. I was off today, so I've been relaxing a little.
That's what's up. That's good, man. I like that smile. All right, so we know you from St. Louis, of course, because I'm from St. Louis, and I just said you're one of my lawn care clients. So that's what's up, man. So, like, have you, were you born and raised here?
Yep, born and raised North Side and North County, mostly the North City.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, you know, all this COVID stuff been going on, especially here in our city. You know, they protesting, they hitting people on highways, white folks hopping out their front doors with cannons and fucking AKs. Like, it's been wild. So like, tell me, like, how has it been for you? Like, how you been handling the COVID situation? You know, like, if you have kids or with your kids, things like that.
It's actually been good to me, more so bad. Okay. And I say that because everything slowed down. Like, at the very beginning of the little quarantine or whatever, I was stepping down from account manager for my job. Okay. It was very stressful, and I was just, you know, I was going to do some things. And so I took a week off after I stepped down. Oh, I took a week off and whatnot. And so, you know, the kids, they wasn't in school. They had supposed to have been going back from their spring break, but because of the COVID, they was like, you know what, the spring break is in, it's standing longer. Yeah. So it was just like peaceful, because a week off, I didn't have to worry about school or getting a phone call from school and work.
Yeah.
And everything was just slow. And like I said, that was out for me coming out of a stressful situation, that it kind of helped me out a lot.
Yeah, so that's good. That's good. You know, my kids are old and shit. I had to worry about no school and all that. I just needed me to cut the grass and do all the house. You know what I'm saying? Get up and hook up the crib. That's what's up, man. But I'm glad everybody being safe and, you know, taking care of the business. And, you know, kids first. Got to watch out for the family, of course. That's just how that go. So, of course, like I said in the intro, you are a chef. And I guess, like, you know, we spoke before, there's no particulars, like, no, you're not like running a whole restaurant and had the stress of the day on your back or nothing like that. Generally, when you're a chef, you're just doing what you love. So I'm thinking that means you love to cook, right?
Yeah, I do. It's I would lie if I was to say it wasn't a stressful environment.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's built for certain people.
That's what's up. So, all right, well, if that's the case, then, like, tell me about your skills, man. Like, what do you specialize in when you do, like, jump behind that stove, or I don't know what they call it. I'm not a chef, so I don't know what that big-ass stove is called. Is it a grill? You know, like.
So, you know, you got the range. You got the stove range with the, usually it's a flat top or griddle, you know, hooked up to it for the most part. Okay. But I really wouldn't say, and I would still say, like, I'm a baby chef or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I love to make sauces. That was one of the first things that I made in the kitchen, the first kitchen I worked in.
Okay.
This one chef, Chef Chris, showed me how to make Alfredo sauce from scratch.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know, maybe that's why, but I love to make sauces.
Hey, that's big, though, because, like, when you watch a lot of the shows and stuff like that on TV, they say that, like, every plate got to have a sauce. Like, you can't just throw it on the plate and not have a sauce to go with it, especially, like, when you're plating it and making it look good. You know what I'm saying? Like, my brother do some chef work and stuff, too. And I know a few chefs, you know. Like I say, hey, I'm Fat Boy on deck, so you already know how that goes. But Yeah, okay, so that's pretty cool. Like, you ever thought to, like, maybe create a signature sauce or something for yourself, like a vinaigrette or something like that?
I haven't, but I love, my favorite dressing of mine is a strawberry vinaigrette and just a, just a regular vinaigrette with, like, a Parmesan and garlic and some, you know, some fresh herbs or whatnot.
Okay.
A lot of people, they love my strawberry vinaigrette. So I guess you could say that's possibly a signature.
Okay.
I never tag it as that.
Yeah, because I ain't never heard of strawberry. I have heard of raspberry vinaigrette, but I've never heard of strawberry. So that's pretty cool, you know, especially if you're infusing and doing things like that. So yeah. How long did you go to school to become a chef?
I went for a year. I went to Le Cordon Bleu. The regular program was 9 months. I took the extended program, which is a year.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Le Cordon Bleu is a big name here in St. Louis. I'm sure it's probably in other states too, but they're a huge name. They also owned by another. They owned by Vetterot, if I'm not mistaken, which is another, you know, community college within itself for trades and things like that. I actually got a diploma from Vetterot for residential electricity. So, I dig what you're saying. Like, those trades, man, they turn into something, they evolve into something big if you really do what you're supposed to do. You know?
Most definitely.
That's what's up. So, tell me then, how long have you been doing this?
Since 2005, fresh out of high school.
Yeah.
My mom, she, you know, the Renaissance Hotel by the airport.
Yeah.
So my mom, she was a accountant there for like years, and so one of her coworkers at the time spoke with the executive chef. So he reached out to me and was like, you know, that I want to come up there and, you know, for the job. And the rest of history was the first kitchen I was in. You know, thanks to Chef Keith for giving me that try. He actually passed away in 2006 or 2007.
Okay.
But yeah, because of him, you know, I was in my first kitchen role.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Well, you got some time under your belt now. You know, 2005, so that's 10 plus. That's what's up, man. For real. So that mean you actually know what you're doing. That's cool. So yeah. Just like, what's one of like the hardest things you ever cooked though? Like something that you just never could get it together. Like every time you try, you're like, man, I can't do this.
Oh shoot, it's been a while since I had a dish like that. I'm trying to think of something. I want to say one of them was a beef Wellington.
Okay.
That's beef Wellington and what else? Believe it or not, meatloaf was another one.
Wow,
meatloaf. Yeah. Yep. If you don't add enough binding agents or whatever in there, it'll fall apart. If you don't add, you know, you definitely need your egg and whatnot for your moisture, but if you don't add enough breadcrumbs, or some people even use oatmeal or whatever, you know, it's not gonna bind real good. And so I remember a lot in the beginning, you know, it falling apart. And it was like, yeah, it was crazy.
It was embarrassing, right? That's what it was. Oh yeah. Wow, that's crazy, man. I never would have even thought nothing like that. Like, my wife cooks meatloaf all the time, man. We don't even trip off of it. We just slap it together and eat, you know. But I never would even thought that would be something that could like stomp somebody. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it like it's just a loaf of meat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, man, that's what's up.
Yeah, it's one of those things though. It got layers to it, you know. Like I said, it's funny now, but at the time it was very frustrating.
That's what's up. So have you ever had to or wanted to cook anything like poisonous or like some exotics or something like that, where like you had to be 100% careful when you're preparing it? You know, it's a lot of foods where like if you don't cut it a certain kind of way, especially fish and stuff like that, you don't cut it a certain kind of way, you can poison the people that's finna eat it, or if you don't fillet it a certain length or thickness, you know, stuff like that.
Well, I haven't had any dealing with anything like that. The most complicated thing to me, and I think a lot of people will say this, well, it's baking. Baking is like a whole nother world.
Oh, wow.
It's like chemistry. So if you, you know, if you adjust something, you pretty much gotta adjust everything else, especially if it's like a leavening agent involved, like baking soda or baking powder. I think this baking is very complex, and the most interesting thing I've dealt with too was molecular gastronomy. I did that in school. It's like culinary meat science, pretty much. I dealt with some crazy stuff with that.
Yeah, you hella smart. What the hell? I don't even know what you just said. That was like 13 seconds ago.
Yeah, like I said, it's a fusion of science and culinary.
That's what's up. Wow. Hey, for y'all, hey, anybody watching this and hearing that shit, hey, repeat what she told me in the comments, because I ain't hear shit. She got to say something. I don't know what the hell happened, but it scared me. I ain't going to lie, because now I'm wondering, you know what I'm saying, what are these mixtures that she's talking about? I know, what is, like, tell me about, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, have you ever had to like prepare a menu or something like that, and they specifically ask for stuff like non-GMOs, or you know, just like you have to prepare a certain thing, especially like Jewish people, where everything got to be a kosher meal and just like perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever had to do that?
The closest thing to that is working in a nursing home.
Oh.
You know, you got a lot of diets. Like, I've dealt with people having gluten-free.
Yeah.
Vegetarian diets and very few vegan, mainly so like vegetarian. Then you got people, like I said, no gluten. You got diabetic people. You got people that's on the dialysis. They're considered renals. You know, it's a lot of stuff that they can't have.
Yeah.
So I deal with a lot of different diets like that on a daily basis.
So that kind of like made you learn more dietitian type stuff too, like actually. When you in school, do they take you through like dietary stuff like that?
No, actually, no. Learning the diets and stuff like that, that's a whole different coursework right there, to become a dietitian. But working in a nursing home, you will kind of learn some of those things that comes along with it.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, well, do you do like a lot of healthy cooking, like maybe vegan recipes and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm trying to incorporate more vegan things in my lifestyle at home. I try to buy as much as, you know, non-GMO organic things as possible.
Okay.
Trying to find the right vegan cheese. I think I found one. I think it's called Viola Life.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking that's pretty good. But yeah, I try to cook as healthy as possible for me and my kids. You know, healthy cooking oils, all this stuff.
Okay, that's what's up. I mean, well, you know, that's kind of what's important. Like, when I spoke to you before, my bad, man, my phone is tripping here. But like I said to you before, when we were talking, when I think it was one day when I was cutting your grass, I had mentioned that, you know, I do the gardening thing as well. And that is kind of what it is, man, just about being healthy and being able to actually, I guess, consume what's important and less of what we don't need, you know, so...
Yeah,
That's why I do what I do. Like, I got lettuce and stuff growing right now, tomatoes, peppers, all kinds of shit growing over here this way. And that's kind of what made me want to actually do this interview too, because it was like, with me growing and doing what I do, you a chef, does it intrigue you to think to yourself like, damn, I could have my own like chef's garden and just pull from my garden and prepare my meals like that, you know?
Very seldom, but I know I'm not, I don't have that green thumb, so I'm not even going to try. I would rather just go, try to get something locally besides me growing it. Yeah, I'm not going to have the patience.
Well, that's coming soon. I'm working on that. Sometime next year after we move, you'll be able to ride. You'll come right over to my crib, come in the backyard, and you can get anything you want, man. And all you got to do is make a small donation, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be all good. I mean, I like that. You know what I'm saying? Just the idea of healthy living and trying to make us better as a people. Because a lot of Black folks, man, don't really understand about the healthy living sequence of life and cooking the right way and lessening the fats and oils and all that. It's just like, I'm using the same recipe my mama did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you
and
her.
And you can make some good soul food healthy. Like, you can. I can make some great greens without using hog maw and, you know,
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, because I don't do the chitlins and all that type of shit. Like,
I never did that.
Yeah, I stopped eating that stuff years and years and years ago. That's what's up. So, back on what I was saying, though, like, is there, like, and you mentioned that, like, saying cooking for your family and everything, is there, like, any, say, you know, them recipes you take to the grave, you don't share them secret family recipes? Like, have you created anything like that to pass down to your daughter or, you know, something to your son, something like that, man, so that way they can have it with their family and keep it going generation to generation?
Well, I don't have any secret recipes, but I definitely try to, they want to cook a lot with me. Mm-hmm. So I try to have them in the kitchen with me to help out. Right. My 11-year-old, he likes to make like grilled cheeses and, you know, grilled sandwiches and stuff like that, cook eggs and pancakes. It's just more so just trying to have them in the kitchen to learn how to cook, more so just like passing down, you know, family traditions or anything. And of course, you know, I try to pass down my healthy eating habits and cooking habits to them.
Okay. Have you, try to venture off into maybe doing a YouTube channel or something where you cooking with the kids or something like that, you know?
No, but they always talk about YouTube videos and trying to make all these videos. That's the thing now.
I have thought
about doing, you know, videos, but not for culinary.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, hey, you gotta have a hobby, shit. You know, you can't work all the time. That's what's up. So, let me see. I wanted to ask you too. Let's see. Have you ever? Now, you know what? We'll skip that part. Well, yeah. You know what? I always thought about with my brother because he, like I said, he do the chef work too. I always thought about with him, like one day trying to create like a little TV show, man, like Hell's Kitchen or Chopped or something like that. Would you ever think about participating in something like that if they had something like that here in the city?
No, I wouldn't. Why
not? You scared you'll lose?
No, and see, this is the thing. Like, when you asked me to do this podcast, I was like, you know what? I am, because I am naturally, you know, a chef of trade. I love to cook.
Yeah.
But recently, I went back to school for psychology, and is my main focus right now. Like, when I say, like, the fire and the passion, like, I've always been very interested in psychology and cooking.
Yeah.
But I didn't pursue that psychology career because I feel like, you know, at the time I wasn't smart enough, you know, I just went down the cooking route.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not like, I love to cook, but that passion, like, I felt that missing throughout the years. I just really didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, stuff like that is fun to watch. But as far as me, myself being in it, it was like,
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because I actually just did a quote and talked to some people on Twitter and posted on Instagram, I think it was yesterday, saying, you know, it's time for us Black folks in general, man, to reinvent and re-educate ourselves, man, and keep our children at home and homeschooling. They need our knowledge. They need to understand life through our perspective and our eyes, not through the eyes of somebody else that's not living in the same neighborhoods and areas and dealing with the same, you know, poverty and issues every day. Like, your mama is stressed the hell out when you go to school today, but the teacher is happy and, you know, hey, let's learn about this, that, and the other. And your whole mood changed. But then when you go back home, mama's still dealing with what she's dealing with. And you don't even understand. You just was at work. I mean, at school, all happy and get to that shit. Like, nah, man. Like,
sometimes. And see, that's one of the things right there that I'm going to be speaking about a lot in my upcoming career is about just, helping the Black households.
Yeah,
because it's like, you know, at the beginning of this year, you know, God has shown me a lot about myself. I've matured and grown a lot. My eyes have been open to a lot of generation curses that me and my sisters are now having to break, you know?
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, that's one of the things, like you said, the whole mom, she's struggling, going through what she's going through, and you putting that off on a kid, destroying their kids' light and their happiness.
Yeah.
And that stuff, if it keeps going, it's going to carry over. Then next, you're going to have a kid who mean all the time, snapping on edge for no reason, you know?
That's it, man. Hey, that's 100 right there. And I definitely can't argue with the truth. You know, the fact is, it's just, you know, we really need to re-educate ourselves as people, man, because we fell into this trap of watching TV and being on them cell phones. And, you know, every time you turn that phone on, man, it steals a brain cell and it addicts you. It's like a heroin or like, you know, like just smoking chronic and all of that shit. Like, yeah. You get addicted to that shit. Every time that light come on, it consumes you and it makes you want to see it again and see more and be more mm-hmm. into it. And shit, before you know it, your whole life in that phone. So I get what you're saying.
Hey, that's why I'm glad I'm back in school too, because school's been keeping me busy. Like,
yeah, that's what's up, man. Keeping me busy. I didn't know that, Robin. I'm proud of you, girl. That's how you gotta handle your business, man. Live your life the way you're supposed to, you know, not the way they tell you to. So I ain't mad at you. That's what's up, you know. That's what's up. Yeah, so I tell you what then, speaking, we can make this left turn then. I tell you what, tell me a real short story of an experience or like maybe a moment of clarity that made you who you are right now.
It gets kind of deep. I didn't know I was dealing with like, what's the word, repressed thoughts and memories. Okay. Of something that happened when I was very young.
Yeah.
By somebody who was very close to me.
Yeah.
And so it's just, and another thing, you know, I was asking God to just, you know, make me a better person all the way around. And yeah. I was dealing with very bad anxiety.
Okay.
And depression. I didn't even know that the depression was, you know, they're real until I woke up.
Yeah.
But you know, the Lord started to you know, show some things in me, and you know, it's just I just evolved for since the beginning of this year, pretty much. Like I'm literally not the same person I was, you know, December 31st, 2019.
That's beautiful, man. Hey, like real talk, hey, that shit is beautiful. Like it's one of those coming of age stories. And when I always felt like when you had those repressed memories, when you try to push something into the back of your mind, but it can never go, that's just God trying to make you fight through that. Like bring it forward, get it out, get it off your chest. Don't use it as a crutch or an excuse. Don't play the victim. Just deal with it, get rid of it, and then move mm-hmm. forward. Like you say, you evolving right now, man. So any and everything in your past that's hindering your future, you have to let go. So once it's all said and done, your past yep. made you who you are, man, and you just got to keep walking forward. Like, that's the way life moves, yep. you know what I'm saying? So that's why I say, man, I'm proud of you, man. Hey, every step you take forward is a step that them kids is watching too, you know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
Hey, that's love right there. You can't beat that, real talk. Like, that's love right there, for real, man. Yeah, so I'm glad you came through though.
Me too.
It'd be hard, man. It'd be hard, but sometimes, you know, you gotta fight. And when you get through, you know, you can come out unscathed, or you might have a few war wounds, man, but it's how it works. You know what I'm saying? That's how it works.
It's been uncomfortable, but for the best. So mm-hmm. it's been a very interesting year.
That's what's up, man. Hey. 2020, man, you know, the Chinese call it the year of death, and the pagans and all of them, they say it's the year of the coming of age year, you know, pagans and shit is them devils and all that, man, and that's all we've been seeing this entire year is tragedy and hurt, and oh my God, man, like, I don't, some days, you know, it make you wonder, like, how do you move forward, you know what I'm saying, because you just think like, damn, if I go outside, I'm going to get COVID. You know what I'm saying? If I go to the club, shake my ass 15 minutes, come home and get shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing I can do. Like, I'm not winning here. So it's like, shit, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. So, yeah, man, yeah. You know, that moment of clarity, you would absolutely be surprised. It make you feel like a whole nother person, man. It brings you mm-hmm. back to where you started from. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. So yeah. What's next for you in your world? Like, what do your future hold? Like, are you going to try to build some kind of like foundation or something for the community, or are you going to, like, how you want to move with this situation?
I don't know, like, far as any foundations. I mean, I definitely could see that happening, mm-hmm. but right now I'm just trying to finish up school, get my bachelor's in psychology and sociology, and just go from there, try to get a job in the mental health field. Okay. I definitely want to target kids, and you know, our people as well. I'm down to help anybody, but our people, we really need a rude awakening. You know, they need to hear the truth.
Man, you ain't lying.
I just want to help out as much as I can.
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, hey, if it's in your heart, man, follow it. That's like, that's the whole reason of it all. Just whatever it is that you feel comfortable with and you feel like it's going to make you feel like the person you want to be, or it's going to help you become the person you're trying to become, do it. As long as you ain't hurting nobody, handle your business, you know?
Yep.
But that's what's up, man. So lastly, I guess the last thing I want to say is some of my listeners might actually want to rap with you, you know what I'm saying? They might want to find some of your recipes or talk to you about some cooking, anything like that. Or maybe it's some of my listeners might be in the same field that you're in right now with, you know, psychology and different types of forms of, you know, helping people with mental illness and things like that. So, hey, won't you go ahead and like tell them like a Twitter handle or maybe YouTube channel or anything social media so they can follow you?
Well, I got IG and Facebook for now.
Okay. So, That's what's up.
For both, you know, it's just under my name, Robin with a Y, Robin Mitchell. And, okay, you know, that you can find me that way. And what you're doing now, the whole, you know, podcast and all this stuff, that really has been something that I've been thinking about trying to get started, because I feel like I got a lot I want to say and that I need to say.
Yeah.
And so I would like, you know, if anybody just want to inbox me and just to express how they're feeling and, you know, just need somebody to listen without judging them. Like, you know, I'm there for it, you know?
Hey, that's love right there. And that's what I'll be on too, to be absolutely honest with you. And a lot of people don't really think or don't know that it's people out here like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might say that on Twitter every now and again, like, man, if it's something on your mind, just DM me. I got great advice. I don't judge people. Like, I done way too much in my life to be judging some damn body. So it's like, hey, man, if you need somebody to talk to, rap with me. You know, it's nothing. And I'm glad to hear that, man, because sometimes I be thinking, like, I'm the only one in this society right now that actually still has compassion for people, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's very disheartening feeling like that, because I've been putting dealing with that a lot lately, too, is just, you know, keep being myself, just being nice and being happy, you know, don't let anybody dim out their light, you know, because... Yeah. You know, me being that light, I could change their, you know, perspective or whatever, instead of just, you know, getting back mean and bitter with them and, you know, holding grudges and all that stuff. That's gonna fuel the fire, you know.
Yeah, it really will, and it ain't gonna make no changes. No, it ain't gonna help you. It ain't gonna make nothing no better. It's just more stress, more drama. Yep. That's all it is. Like hiding from the truth, like a little coward of some sort. That's all. Hey, but you know, hey, Robin, I want to thank you for coming on the show today and hollering at me, man. Hey, that was attorney events. I didn't know about the whole thing. Like, damn. I'm like, wow, hey, I'm talking about chefs sitting here like, damn, that's what we are today. Okay. Hey, but I do appreciate you stopping through, man. My listeners, my followers, everybody that checked me out, man, they appreciate you too. And be safe, man. Hug the kids. I'll be over there this week. I got to hit your yard, you hear me?
Okay, I had two young guys pull up today when I got back. Guess where I got back from?
Where?
The grocery store.
Oh, Lord. They was trying to take my job, man. They was trying
Getting back from the store, and they were sitting there. One was knocking on the door. The other was waiting for the, you know, lawnmower. I was Mom, you're a great guy. He's actually going to be out, I think, tomorrow. So, you know, thanks anyway.
That's crazy. See, that's what's up, man. That's why I'm trying to make sure that I can go ahead and finish up the little details I need to, and then I can hire them little guys, you know what I'm saying, and put them on some little assignments and stuff. Like, I don't mind doing that for people in the community, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they definitely be out over here. There's a lot of young guys that be out over here trying to make money, cut grass.
Yeah, I love the grind, man. I can't knock them. I love the grind. That's what's up. I'm be giving my money away, though, Robin. It's going to be me and
I'm
you.
I'm not.
Hey, it's
it
love,
might be
man.
Cheaper, but it ain't gonna be the quality, y'all.
Right, you hear me? It ain't gonna look nothing like what
I... Hey, that's what I'm done with having little random people cutting my grass.
Yeah, good, man. I'm here forever. Until I die, I'm doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. Hey, that's what's up. Hey, and I appreciate your time again. Hey, it's been real. It's the big homie, man. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And hey, put your mask on, man. Wash your hands. Wash your ass, too. Do your thing. You hear me? Hey, it's the Bobby Dollar Show.